So cool.
The finale of season 13 is next week. So until then, this week we get to catch up with all of our season 13 sisters and watch their self-produced music video productions.
This is like their audition tapes for the rest of the world now. Like, okay. Fuck us. Honey, these girls are twirling and performing. Yes. We have a little Q&A with our top four divas.
And we'll keep that bubbly, sparkling water bouncing and misbehaving.
Oh, there's a hint of caffeine. A hint of smint. Are you ready for the longest season of Drag Race ever to come to an end, Alaska?
No, I'm not ready, and my life is going to be barren and empty once it does end. We want to invite you to get right on top with Ms. Shake Houlay in Wanna Be On Top, the hot new podcast on the Mom Network.
That title's so suggestive. This week on Wanna Be On Top, Shay is joined by Raja, and they really get into all the ANTM of it all.
Love
all the Cycle
that.
One contestants and amazing behind-the-scenes stories from Raja about production and Tyra, the Tyrosaurus Rex. The
Naomi Campbell is a cocksucking whore! check out that on Mondays and Thursdays here on Mom. Now on with the show!
Mom? Mommy? Mama? Mommy? Mom?
Forever Dog. Race Chaser.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to
Race Chaser,
a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
My name's Alaska. What's yours?
I'm Willem. I just got it. We do that every time because it's the beginning of the show.
This is the beginning. You know, I remember when season 13 first started. Natalie Imbruglia was at the top of the charts on the Hot 100. The Rachel haircut was very big in style.
Layers.
And President Clinton was being impeached for lying in a that thing that he lied about.
Yeah, but cut to me looking great in peach on the season 13 promo flyer, honey. Because have you seen that? Honey, we did that promo. And
they've
you look
seen
and,
it for 4 months.
And you looking like mother's best daughter, up in mother's things with the pink hair.
Yes.
Taking risks.
Definitely. This has been an amazing season and an amazing journey, and we're still at it. We're still chipping away at it.
48 episodes.
If you thought last week nothing happened on the episode, well, we've got an episode for you today, Toots. Okay, so why don't you tell us what happened last week?
Okay, so last week, the top four girls got L-U-C-K-Y and performed a music video.
Oh, that was
video.
Fun. That was really fun.
It was
that
great.
Was memorable.
They took to the runway for their finale critiques and then lip-synced. They lip-synced one at a time to a Whitney remix of I Learned from the Best. So RuPaul literally made four girls say that she was the best to them.
Ladies, tonight you will each be performing solo and you'll be singing the song Rue is the Wind Beneath My Wings. You're up first. Okay, all right. From coast to coast, it's RuPaul's Drag Race Reunited.
Tonight, is this the longest season we've had ever? 16 episodes by the end?
I think so.
I think it's up there. Yeah.
The longest seasons before this were 14 episodes.
Yeah. Right. Oh, listen, wow.
Because Bob's season, I think, is only 10.
La look queens.
It's wild. And we
not talk queens.
We like to joke. We like to joke because it is the longest season, but it's been a really enjoyable season. And And this episode is enjoyable as well.
Yeah, lots of great talented bitches. This episode...
I love how Big Dipper has put three asterisks, all caps. This was a 2-hour episode on TV.
Whoa, that's time consuming for what they showed. Girl, read this question from Trinice in Tallahassee. I listened to all the names of the question people, and at least I think 75 to 80% were women. I might have heard like two guys. They were all women.
Good.
Like, so ladies, if you're listening, hey.
Ladies watching Drag Race at home. Okay. So
we're on the bus, on the train, on the phone.
We get a little bit of everything. Up close and personal interviews conducted by a producer. Original music videos and
a smorgasbord of Vogue ripoffs with footage. 69 questions.
Yeah, that was cute.
It was very cute. I'll ask you some questions later.
RuPaul said, baby, my time is expensive, baby, so I'm not going to interview each girl. What do you think I is?
Just make them talk to each other. Just make them... No, uh-uh. Wait, were these double-digit girls? When were they kicked off? I'll talk to the ones that were like ninth alternate and up, but none of the... None of the...
And my favorite part was RuPaul's responses. They would come back to RuPaul and she'd be like, fabulous. Anyway, we're going to move on like completely.
RuPaul had a couple of good ones where you could tell like she was happy to like talking to Lala and like Lala's introduction. Lala's introduction got a great introduction.
Yeah.
But some of the other girls were like, next girl, welcome them. Bye. Very that. I don't know.
And Gretchen is wearing clothes. Anyway, next we have...
What is her name? She's whipping up excitement in her airbrushed diamond boots.
Nicole. Is it Nicole?
I need to look up the cast list, bitch. Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri. IMDb, don't tell mom the babysitter's dead.
Showing results for babysitters in Hollywood.
Listing local escorts.
We get a little taste of all the divas, okay? We get to say hello to everyone.
It's like a sampler platter.
Yeah. Kimora Hall. And then basically, what looks to me like what happened was they had someone asking all the questions, and then they just do like a super cut of all their
All the girls had to answer a question and restate it, basically. And then they pick the best ones. They jam it together. They sell ad space, and then we watch it. For 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kimora said, Mackie. I had a great Mackie.
Mackie inspired. Mackie. Mackie influenced.
Thank you, Mackie, much.
Carson's jaw dropped when I came out in my original Bob Mackie gown.
Mackie, I love her. Mackie, and may the best Mackie.
Also, the Winter Soldier, Anthony Mackie. Girl.
But no, we love.
Yeah, we worship. And also, we've played this room, bitch. It's the Ace Hotel. Like, remember, I think our last show there, we had Jujubee doing a tip spot. Shut up, Chanel. We had the Money Guns. A Meatball. Rode Sean Morales' face. Pit crew member. We had a good old Drag Race time there. That was a good time.
And the pony?
Oh, we have ponies, too. And they have ponytails. Oh, my God. This story just keeps getting better. Bitch, if I get Alzheimer's, I'm just going to watch these videos and be like, yes, I had so much fun. I think I might already have it, but it might just be from pot, too.
Kimora Hall looked amazing.
Honey, the beaded headpiece.
The beads. Tell me the beads. And darling, really sickening look.
Girl, I would have stood up for that whole interview. They would have been like, you want to have a seat? No. Uh-uh. Why? You don't want to see these beads move every time I touch my hip, honey?
Yes. Something I love about this season is that it doesn't feel like Kimora was the first girl to go home because we got to know her over so many weeks.
Honestly, so, I couldn't even remember who first because of that.
Yeah.
But I realized I kind of like fell in love with Elliot's talent. He looked beautiful. She looked beautiful. And like, honestly, if all Elliot did was dance all season, I would have loved her so much more. it's when like the talking starts that it's less enchanting for me. But like his number was sickening, and AJ was in it. That cute dancer.
Yeah.
So cute. And the other dancer was fine too. He had butt dimples. So beautiful.
Exactly. Well, okay. What did you think of Kamara Hall's video? Giving him something he can feel.
I love that she used it as a chance to pay homage to her drag mother.
Yes.
That was nice. It seemed bright. I remember thinking it's well lit.
Yes. She produced it herself.
She looks like she's having fun too.
Yes.
Getting all clean in that tub. The grout was clean too. I mean, I looked.
Yes. It was beautiful, and I love that they were clearly given a list of songs that are like cleared that they can use, and these were 1 minute long?
I think they were 90 seconds.
Okay.
Basically, it was, yeah.
And this is a fun song. I like, this is a good drag standard song.
I'm wondering what happened if a girl wanted to do the same song another girl was doing. If any of the girls are listening.
They have to audition. They have to audition.
You have to audition.
For Elliot.
Excuse me, may I ask you to audition? What did you... Joey J's...
tape? What about the Got Mick 69 questions?
Oh, that was great. He was so funny.
I thought... Did you watch the episode? You can be honest.
Yeah, why?
You can be honest.
I did.
If you were going to skip one, this would be the one that you get a hall pass on.
No, I like this because the Vogue thing specifically and like getting to see like the girls, because this is their last chance to like show off. So they're all stunting. And Lala Ri's fucking video for Bad Bitch Tip, honey, she is the melanin queen. Like,
did you watch Untucked though? Because
there wasn't an Untucked really... for this week. I looked for it. Are you trying to trick me? There was no Untucked, right?
I'm just kidding.
I was like, I watched.
Dipper is feverishly trying to keep us on this outline.
No, I see what Alaska's doing. She's like, you just keep bringing up different people's performances.
Am I going too slow?
Anything bad.
Because Willem's just doing a quick.
No, I just didn't scroll.
There's
I saw Rue
helps
us
remember.
You're just
doing a roundup of your favorite highlights of the night, and you're like, good night. Thank it's you so much for joining us this week.
Co-drag. Bye.
No, I thought I saw it was 2 hours, so I just said, here are all the queen's names. End of outline.
Here I was on the outline, and like the bottom line of the outline says, Rue helps us remember. We get a little highlight reel. And I thought the list above that was the highlight reel that we were supposed to talk about of all these girls' names. So I was like just talking around them because like I figured I'd pick a few, my favorites, and I would talk about them, you know. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, are they tricking me? What are they doing? Is this Choose Your Own Podcast Adventure? I did not know what was happening. But I was like, let me go along with it. This seems fun. Sorry, we're talking about Kamara now. And I'm like, why does she keep talking about Kamara?
We talked about Kamara. But what about the queen cam and Gottmik gets out
That's
of
next.
The...
Now
I thought got mixed. Do we have time? Do we have to go to commercial?
No, this is great. Listen, we're going to do a 2-hour podcast today. They gave us a 2-hour episode.
Just kidding. 2-hour podcast. That's a promise, not a threat.
I have a heart out.
Some bitch has a heart out.
Got mixed 69 questions was, I think one of the best ones of
Honey,
the day.
It was like a job confirmation, not even a job interview, as America's Next Drag Superstar. Because like this year, no matter who wins, they're all America's Next Drag Superstars, especially Simone and Cade. Because like, and using it as like a one last tip to like put it out in the public that like Gottmik should paint Rue at some point because it would be sickening. Like using that, like planting that seed, like he's brilliant. So brilliant.
I bet Raven was pissed. I bet Raven was like, TV.
Raven probably was just like aggressively polishing her Emmy. And she lets it tan when she tans too. So it's kind of tarnished from
bronzed.
The J-Wow bronzing solution. But I wouldn't think she'd be bothered, you know? She probably needs a day off.
But who wouldn't love to see that happen? I mean, got Mick on Rue's mug. Oh my God.
Sickening. Also sickening, Joey.
RuPaul would have a completely clown white face, very thin eyebrows, and like a black smiley mouth.
Which, I mean, that'd be sickening.
Not bad.
I love a white or blonde eyebrow on Ru, like a platinum one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember when she wears that red dress with the nude delusion cut out and then the white mohawk hair with the... She's got like a real blondish eyebrow, I feel like.
We live.
Ru's been sickening all season.
Truly.
Yeah. Joey J, his outfit for his little video, explaining the chicken feathers. I love that. He's like, baby, I paid off my $200 chicken feathers. You're probably still paying yours off.
Did you read that article of high cost of RuPaul's Drag Race?
Girl, you were mentioned in it.
Barely.
I mean, I was too, just once.
I was mentioned like in a parenthetical thing.
You wore a bobby pins wig.
I understand. Don't talk about me because, bitch, I showed up with a bag of dirty laundry on season 5, and then I've worn fucking garbage bags ever since. So I'm not really part of the argument, which is the argument is queens now are spending $30,000, $60,000 on their packages going into Drag Race, not knowing whether they're going to win or how they're going to place, which wasn't the case, you know, for me back on fucking season 5, at all. But it is very financially strapping. So I thought it was very fitting that Joey J was like, honey, I wore these chicken feathers and they cost $20 and, how much did your outfit cost? I don't know.
Meanwhile, Denali's had like cruise ship contracts and like all these ice skating things. Like, I'm sure her ostrich is not a layaway. Those feathers are hers.
Well, why don't we go on layaway and be a couple of queens on ice during this break?
Hot ice. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack and they have that song about time and it makes me like cognizant that like life is finite and you should like try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Stars series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app. Joey J, I mean, whether you like the, you know, whether you like the no wig gig or not, it definitely made her memorable. And she said, that's my thing. She's the no wig girl, probably always will be.
all drag is valid. That red jumpsuit for the video is sickening. She looked great. She fucked with her hair. Was she all the NSYNC boys?
Yes, I believe she was, and I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, it was great.
I love when drag queens do drag king characters.
Yeah, I like
it's
that.
It's like one of my favorite things.
Yeah, it's I was not mad at any of this video. Her face looked beat. The wind machine did its job because, honey, she was smart. She had a wind machine. She
Lance Bass.
Yeah, I think they filmed it at Rocco's because she works there, or she used to perform there. When they were open.
Gosh.
I don't know if they're probably open now. I don't know if they have shows yet. But she explained that why she walked in and said filler queen. So we finally have that question answered from 14 episodes again. She said when she walked in, she said filler queen because she figured like if she went home in the middle, you know, she was right. And then if she didn't, she went further or she won, you know. It would be a good joke then, you know.
Okay.
It wasn't about her face. She's not pumped. You don't think? Maybe?
It's just a whisper.
I mean,
just a whisper. She's young.
Yeah. Youth.
The youth. Innocence of beauty.
Deception.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of the innocence of beauty, we have Rosé coming in hot.
Honey.
Girl, she rehearsed this scene, honey. She got her sides ahead of time, and baby, she rehearsed. She was off book.
She was off book. They didn't need to pre-read her. She had this down. This was choreographed, honey, in her head. She was like, and 1, 2, pot of braid down the stairs, turn. Like, she did
one
that.
1, 2, and a yes, and a 3. 1, and a 5, and a 2, and an 8. There were some zingers. There were some stingers and zingers in there.
I mean, honestly, the way her brain works is amazing. Later in the curtain speech that they showed, where she's like on the runway, I'm skipping around. I'll shut up. We'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it later because you know who's coming through.
Oh, honey, we will have our discussion later. We will talk about it, honey. We will. We're not going to hold back. Oh, at all.
No.
Speaking of not holding back, Miss Tamisha Iman is coming for you.
She is back again. She looks beautiful. She said watching herself back on TV was surreal, but she also said her kids hadn't seen her yet. They hadn't watched the episode. And I was like, if I was on TV and my kid did not watch one of my roles, they'd be grounded. Like the fuck? Yeah, I'd be mad.
Exactly.
But remember her Legends Ball dress that RuPaul was talking about, the gold one?
Mm-hmm.
Like that moment.
Yes, like no one of the most beautiful gowns to ever appear on Drag Race.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And knowing what she was like going through like under that gown while still doing drag at that level, like it just made me appreciate it more, like seeing what she did while she was there. Like, because like I hope I'm still kicking like that at 50, bitch.
Girl,
that's not that far away. So, like, props to Tamisha. Your shoes are comfortable. And then she gets, like, into her whole thing with Candy. They start pushing that storyline and tweaking it and, like, poking at it until it pops. Mm. And, bitch, it's about to pop because they have a whole little song about it's like the DJ Shy Boy remix of her saying
very, very
some
that.
Of the girls.
So it's wait, what do you think of her saying if the cameras weren't there, she would have hit Candy Muse?
I mean, I think that's true. I was prepared to hit a girl when I was there. If they kept me one more episode, that was my out clause. Because I knew they'd kick me off if they didn't kick me off before that. I had to get kicked off.
I'm glad the cameras were there because I'm pretty sure Candy would have hit her back. And it would have just been a
it would have been one and fight. One, and then it would have been rolling on the floor, ripping wigs.
It would have been like that episode of The Stairs on Sloppy Seconds, where one of the queens pushes another queen down the stairs.
What? Did that happen?
Yeah, there's like this legendary story of queens. Wasn't Candy Muse involved?
I mean, it happened in Brooklyn, so by default, yes. She was.
So, yes.
But she wasn't actually involved.
Oh.
Well, the music video for the song Arrogant by Tamisha Iman, an original song, Tamisha Iman and Mitch Farino, Who is someone we featured as a Rainbow Spotlight.
Spotlight.
Yeah, we featured this song.
I really enjoyed this song and this video.
Me too. The Janet Herbert's lighting with the big hair with that tiny, skinny, skinny little contour nose. She changed up her nose contour a little bit. I think after seeing herself on TV, she looks beautiful in this video. I'm all here for it. And bitch, some of the girls are arrogant.
Is it? Yeah. Great production. I love the song. And I was really happy that they were like allowing the queens to do their original singles, because this is a huge part of being Drag Race, is putting out some fucking ass music afterwards.
And props to the girls that got the gig done under all these restrictions too, because music videos are not easy, especially if you've never made one. So Lala, Tamisha, both y'all, like, snaps to the queens, girls. And look their videos up. They're great. Throw them a comment. Help with the algorithm. It's a real thing. I'm shadow banned. The girls are doing their talk around backstage dressing room thing again. This time it's Tamisha, Joey, and Kimora, and they're answering fan questions. Tamisha talks about not having her kids see the show yet.
Right. And what kind of tree would you be if you were a tree, Willama?
I would probably be Willow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I could still use Will.
Yeah.
Easy. The wind in the willows.
I would
be... What kind of tree would you be?
I would be a mighty oak, standing tall and regal and proud.
Sounds thick.
Yes.
Nice.
Dummy thick.
do you... Kimora says she's got big nuts. I would like to see that.
Okay, yeah. I mean, girl, show me Patreon the content.
Show me the nuts, Kimora. Peek them out of that little peekaboo Bob Mackie. Show us the nuts, girl.
With
the
Latrice had doll nuts. Doll has the big old balls.
Has some hall with the big old balls. From Taj Mahal. Because that was her mom.
Yeah.
What kind of tree? Sorry.
Yeah.
What? I was going to ask Dipper what kind of tree he was going to be.
Dogwood.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'd be a cherry tree because I want George Washington to chop me down. And I want him to tell everybody. Okay, I don't know what that means. Candy Muse.
Ooh, honey.
Star quality, baby. She's getting her 69 questions in.
Honey, what would be your hashtag?
Hashtag hi, hashtag anus thing is possible, hashtag anus, hashtag I fucked up this week, man. I really fucked up and really fucking sucks. I'll give you $10,000 via PayPal if you let me stay.
Did someone write that?
No, but I mean, search it. It's probably out there.
Oh my God. If someone gets a tattoo of that, I'll send you a free t-shirt.
And I will send you a cease and desist.
Well, bitch, star quality, baby. That's Candy's hashtag.
Yes.
And she is giving it. She's exuding star quality this whole interview.
She's
funny. When asked about another contestant possibly trying to hit her, she said, that's not exhibiting top four behavior.
Good comeback.
Yeah, honey. Like, pushing the storyline, being witty, being like, the ultimate little sampler platter.
Definitely. I love that. I also love these 69 questions because it really makes me remember like that feeling when you show up to a theater before a show.
Mm-hmm.
Which I That's love fun. And I miss. I love that.
Mm-hmm. You find where the merch is being sold. You poop in the bathroom up in the front of the house so you don't, your dressing room doesn't stink.
Yes!
I miss touring. Yeah.
Soon enough. I mean, you're going back to another foreign land very soon.
I'm scared Courtney left a landmine in the toilet. You know she doesn't flush, and I have her dressing room for desk drop. You know she hates flushing, washes her wigs in the fucking dunny.
Oh, no.
And wears them after. That is documented. She wears a wig that was in a toilet. She pulled it out and wore it for years.
This is the Dunny Mari.
I have it now.
Good.
I have the OG one.
It's a legacy piece.
Yeah.
They're discontinued.
Honey. Lala Ri is popping up now. We can talk about her officially.
Yes.
The bag memes will find her the rest of her life. Honey, I saw someone do throw it in the bag with Lala Ri in her bag outfit going in the bag, and I died. I forget where I saw it, but it was so brilliant.
That's funny.
Lala in the bag, like Elf on a Shelf. It's a year-round thing, though. She was great and just so candid about talking about, girl, I was a leotard girl before the show. And
right.
And then they're like, what are your favorite looks? And she's like, well, the leotards that had capes attached and a bootlet and a mask. Like,
right. Honey,
she knew her silhouette and she performed with it every week and slayed, I think. I loved her.
Yes, and she's gone on to become one of the most memorable queens of this season and really of all time, of all the Drag Race girls. Partially because of the bag look, of course, which was iconic. I recreated it at the drive-in show. and just because of her personality. I mean, she really is hilarious and she's one of a kind. And she's also replaced Candy Muse's spot of not really being able to understand what the fuck she's saying. Did anyone else have a difficult time? She was talking really fast.
Vinaigrette.
What?
Balsamic vinaigrette. No, I think she was so excited.
She was happy.
So much energy.
Yeah, you know, like after being back in quarantine and not doing nothing probably. Oh, wait, she's from Atlanta. Atlanta's been open. That's not shade. Yeah, I get excited every time I'm on camera too, way more than normal. But like her interview look, that seated look with the off the shoulder and then the blue contact with the red hair and the bottom line, she was done. She looked like a housewife. She was right. She looked fucking sickening. The video had the best lighting. Utica had good lighting too, but this like music video place that you rent that does the different color ceilings for like $300 an hour, 2 hour minimum. We have them all over LA. They used it. Bitch, and
they
that
did.
Crimped hair, like Lala's video was great. I watched it 3 times. I'm not afraid to admit that. And I watched it right before we started this episode because I was clicking through because I liked to review.
Yeah.
And Lala's video was sickening.
Yeah, her song is called Bad Bitch Tip and it's really, really good.
Featuring Ocean Kelly.
Oh, come on. And the music video was fabulous. And her setup, like her sitting on camera in the like room, like her setup was my favorite, I think.
The setup was sickening. Ooh, why don't you go in the green room? I set up some bagels and some lox. They're gluten free. And we're going to take a break.
Thank you.
Well, we'll take a break on that one.
I just scrolled down. I scrolled down because it was Lala Ri and it said she's so bubbly and fun. And then the next page like says all the nice stuff about her video. It was a great video. Mm-hmm. So I agree
she
with you,
Dipper. She was the serve. And how cool that she brought a friend out and was like, get on this national television program with me.
Second frame said Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
Making it at the forefront of everybody's mind still.
She won this reunion show, this episode for me.
Yeah, I thought
she was great.
She won this episode.
Yeah, I was not mad at all. And watching her, well, that's later. Anyway, everybody, we're back with a bad bitch tip because the Queen Kim is catching Simone out in the street, coming into the theater, doing her entrance.
Yes.
And honey, the theme is Red and Wild.
Well, it's shot in black and white. I thought she had like bleached her hair and gone blonde in the black and white. And then, ta-da, reveal. When she gets in the room later, we see that it's red. It's red?
Mm-hmm. Red, like Britney Spears. It felt like a strong red, like a Tina Burner red, fluorescent red.
Right. Well, Tina Burner owns red, yellow, and orange, so... Mm-hmm.
The questions are so great and like you just feel the genuineness. It might be rehearsed, but like when she said, I just want to see the world, I was like, bitch, I know that feeling and you will.
She will.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought she was really natural and really endearing in this. Yeah. And she said, Rihanna.
Honey,
Rihanna, call me to be a model, and I could see that happening.
I mean, like, Rihanna already DM'd her, so I bet it will happen. And just the fact that Rihanna loves Queens, and that we know she watches and like cares for us, like the girls that treated these questions as like, you know, a LinkedIn moment, like the 30-second video at the top of my LinkedIn, they're smart. Like, hey, Rihanna, let me paint you RuPaul.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to be doing an ice show, Denali. All these girls, you know?
Right, exactly.
Smart.
Loved it. It's very that. Candy was like, I'm going to go on a comedy tour with Tina Burner and Simone. Or wait, Utica
and Simone, yeah. we can definitely talk about her saying that drag is not as easy as it looks. Because...
That's
a couple people this week have had the gall, the gumption, the cheek, and the nerve to come to me, to quote Miss Tace, and say, you should put me in drag. And then you should put him in drag. When I paint with other people, I take double the length of time I would normally do it.
Yeah,
I'm not good at it. I can't do two of those things at a time at all.
Right. You're not Sutan on the set of Top Model painting 14 girls.
Girl painting. Did you hear?
And
she painted the same day she painted Tyra.
This like, is the rumor.
That's on the Shea podcast.
Yeah.
Ooh, tomorrow. You'll have tomorrow.
What Dipper's talking about is there's some tea on Wannabe on Top with Shea Coulee that we just talked about because we're producers and we listen.
We do.
But
listen.
Go check to the Shea Coulee podcast. I want to be on top.
Exactly.
So listen to Want to Be on Top and subscribe, please. She's our sister.
Exactly. I've been rewatching Top Model and I get so excited whenever I see Sutan. I'm like, Sutan.
Mm-hmm.
Sutan's on screen.
Yeah. Matthew Sutan. Too. Like Matthew pops, you see like just a scraggly beard and you're like, that's Matthew.
Yeah.
The
next person up is Elliot with two T's.
Mm-hmm.
She's wearing as a badge of honor the fact that she's been eliminated three times. Count them. One, a two, a
two,
a three.
She is so happy she got to share her passion for dance and performing with the world. And you can tell because when she dances, she like comes alive for sure. And
yeah,
this number with AJ and the other fine ass dancer. Like, it's so precise, and they're so sharp, and, like, they just used the room and the couches, and they were amazing.
Yeah. And a great song. I love that song by Kaiza, Hideaway. Yeah, I thought she did really great. Her dancing, I mean, that she's the dancer, girl. She's the dancer.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure she talked about a lot of stuff, so it sucks that they used her clip about saying, yeah, Kimora thought my voice was annoying. Like, wasn't there anything better to talk about, RuPaul?
We need drama. We need drama between the girls.
Well, they should have shown some of the drama because I heard all the drama didn't air with her. I don't know. Are we ready for it? Are we really ready for it? Are we ready for drag queens to be themselves on TV?
Maybe someday. Denali is up next.
Girl.
Her favorite moment of the season was the phenomenon performance.
I don't even remember that. What was that?
Drag is all over the world. It was like a group
phenomenon.
Dance. Phenomenon.
Yeah. Oh, did they write verses or something? That was the two girl group week, right? Mm-hmm. And then one had a good song and one had a bad song. Was she on the bad song?
Well, which one do you think
One song was less catchy, not bad. Sorry.
Congratulations.
Oh, right.
What was the other song? This one?
Drag is all over the world.
Yeah, that song was bad. Or that song wasn't as good, sorry.
Drag is all over the world.
Congratulations, you know
I made a Queen of Scots. Phenomenon. Drag is all over the world.
Say it in a Scottish brogue.
Hi, I'm Jan. I'm your vocal coach. Drag is all over the world. Drag is all over the world.
Wait,
have you seen that video?
No. Who is Rose, it? Who's singing?
Rosé put it out. Rosé is in character as Mary Queen of Scots, like in modern day, and she like takes voice lessons from Jan, and Jan's trying to teach her to sing, and she's singing really bad. It's funny.
I can't imagine Rosé doing anything bad, but I
know
it.
It's really funny.
The memes when that's a different girl. Memes. Never mind. The memes.
Denali is very celebrated for her 100% pure love lip sync moment, and her fat ass, which RuPaul is a fan of.
Honey, some if you're listening, fuck these bitches. They're gonna be touring. If you see them, grab that ass if they want it and take it because they're only in town for a night. So I hope Denali gets to spread it all over, flipping, icing, serving slurpees. Doing the thing.
Feeling
girl.
Icy, feeling spicy.
Spicy Slurpee.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think her video for How You Like That is edited within an inch of its life, and it's amazing. This is how you edit a video, adding the little pink flares to it. Like, so wonderful. Yeah. Like, when a girl is lit, like, with pink, she's always cute. Look at my co-host. The pink background.
She makes it seem so easy to go out there and do these ice skating moves and kick ass on fucking skates. That is really hard.
Honey, and she's stone cold. That face never moves and she's staring at you the whole time. Like, she's what Michelle would call Stone Cold Carter. For sure. Like, she just, it does not crack. Even her intro with her lip sync with Lala and her, she was already performing during Rue's like thing. Like she knew when the wig was going. She was touching. Right. She was already moving up and warming and like getting it ready. Like she was doing it. Denali does it. I can't wait to see her perform live. And she's trying to plan an ice show. So gonna be seeing some of this ice next winter.
Big and Milky could be a pop up because she does it. Honey. I can drive the Zamboni. Actually, no, I would crash it. Please don't. Please have someone else do it.
The costume change on the ice. You clock that? Well, when the
but I didn't like the second outfit, so I wasn't going to talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Then I was being nice.
Listen.
Well, I mean, okay. I've seen some of the stuff you wear, yeah.
She put on her Instagram some of the like making of that video, and like she's falling on her ass. Like, good thing she has a fucking fat ass because she was falling. This is the thing. Ice skating is really fucking hard. Like, it's and she's really, really good at it, so.
Logo called me once and asked, could I ice skate? I had never tried to ice skate before. And I said, yeah, because I can rollerblade. And then I went to the set the next day and tried to ice skate. And I didn't fall once. It's not that hard if you can rollerblade. Yeah. Like, I found it super easy. And I haven't done it since. But, like, it was easy to, like, stop and, like, do everything.
Well, I know that you really enjoy being on ice. So it really makes sense that,
Being on ice the way Denali's on ice, like, that's different. Like, she's icy
Queens
and spicy.
On hot ice.
Do you know if you put silver on ice, it will instantly melt?
The ice will?
Uh-huh. It's like a weird fact. I just saw some five-minute video on like weird stuff because I clicked stuff like that. It's true.
I've heard of things like that. I've heard of with dry ice, if you put certain like metals on it, it will like dissolve it or like sizzle it. Or no, it makes a noise.
You're on dry ice a lot. droll ass drag queen.
Less tutor boot.
Queens on dry ice. Dry ice.
Dry
ladies,
ice.
Ladies, dry ice, please. Everyone's
cut
smoking.
The smoke.
That's
cut
when
the
you're
smoke.
Smoking when you're out.
I can't perform. David, cut the smoke.
Cut the smoke. Me and Anastasia cannot take this. Or is it Christine W?
Christine W doesn't like the air.
Sorry.
You want to follow the outline a little bit, please tighten it up. Tighten up and push out. Yeah, really grip that outline.
Tighten up and push out. Okay, here we go.
Do you think that the Toot and Boot franchise should be on TV? Because I do. I think it could easily be on E! With Raven and Raja, and it would be sickening.
Yeah, I'm really glad that they did this and they sort of just introduce everyone, whether you watch the WoW Presents YouTube show or not. It invites you into the phenomenon. So, I mean, these are pretty unanimous. I mean, Utica's sleeping bag look.
Toot, shoot.
D deep salute.
Deep salute, suit toot.
Kimora's train look with the dragons, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to put an infinity symbol before it. It's amazing. It's everything it needs to be.
Right.
Perfect.
Elliot's pink flamingo fascinatrix look.
Pass.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. It should have been a pass.
Candy's beast look, the alien wrapped around her shoulders.
Honey, I love this look. And there's a video of Ginger at a meet and greet where Trinity kicks over Trixie and she falls. And Candy is pictured on Ginger's dress as a predecessor. So it was foreshadowing. There's a dress. We'll put it up on the Race Chaser Instagram.
What?
Because you all probably don't know what I'm talking about, but you will when you go to our Instagram. There's a dress that Ginger's wearing, and it has Candy's green alien. It looks exactly like it.
That's weird.
I'm a podcaster.
Cool.
I know. I see those things.
I love Candy's look because it can be green screened out, so you can change it to, you know, anything.
You're a friend of the technology. We know you love it. You're so good at it.
Yes. Chroma
key. What do you think of Simone's train look? Say their names.
Oh, wait.
No,
wasn't
they about
that wasn't train.
Oh,
this was
train.
The long head wrap.
Oh, this one was sickening.
Sickening!
Shoot.
Sickening. Yeah, definitely fabulous.
Tina Burnter in her red, orange, yellow of multitudes.
Say what you like. It's better to be memorable. It gives you more possibilities. No matter where you place, it's better to be memorable. Even if people drag you and read you and say, uh-huh. Enough with the red, orange, and yellow.
You know what? But people are, yeah.
You know what? Guess what? I was disappointed she wasn't wearing it in her sit-down interview look.
Hair was lovely.
I was like, today's the day. Now I want the red, orange, and yellow. But I've never read her about the red, orange, and yellow.
Yeah, people
I think
are
it's good to brand.
What do you think about all the duplicate looks? The taxi cabs, crash test dummies, schoolgirl hair, Mardi Gras beads, and boxers. All duplicates this season, which was a lot.
Wild. And there were duplicate looks with UK as well. And it's
Michelle. She wore the same thing.
It boggled. Poshmark, baby. I'm Poshmark Spice. I love that this happened. And I also find it very, very fascinating that it really hasn't been like that on previous seasons. But now, I don't know if it's the proliferation of the internet or if drag queens are kind of thinking the same route as far as their,
Madonna and kimonos, it has happened.
Like, oh,
drag queens think alike. We all think alike. Which I'm grateful for. Yeah. makes the jokes easy. If I had to give a shoot to any of these looks out of all the double ones, uh-huh. I would definitely hit up the boxer looks because they both look so great and so beautiful, and they were different. They didn't feel like, oh, one's definitely better. They were so beautiful, both Simone and Olivia. And Got Mixed taxi cab look for the crash test dummy. That
sickening.
Was oh, and the
so
watch
good.
Look. Fuck, there were so many.
I know.
Shit. What looks would you have want to mop?
I would want to mop La Larie's bag ball look, which she wins the Golden Boot Award for the worst look of the season. This is another thing born out of this season that I hope lives on, and I hope they do this every year.
Honey, they had time to send her a spray-painted boot.
Was it a scrunch boot?
It was a scrunch boot, but it was CGI. It was a cute boot. Nice. I'm not mad at the boot. I'm mad that they didn't send her a real boot. We're going to go on a break, and I'm going to seek the counseling I need through betterhelp.com/drag.
We are back, and it's time to turn it and burn it. And we
turn
get
it
to talk
burn it.
With Miss Tina Burner.
Tina Burner, I love because she gives me Foghorn Leghorn and drag. And hearing that she's auditioned so many times to be on this show is one of those things that just, you know, hearing the lyrics of her song where they're corny, but they're like all true. And she worked hard and never give up and you'll achieve your dreams and all the lies we tell ourselves. like, it happened for her. And I'm so happy it did because, like, you know, I'm not going to ever listen to that song again at gunpoint, but I'm really happy for her.
I loved the music video choice. I think that it was a drag queen song where you talk about things that happen on season.
Are you trying to give a compliment?
Yes. But I love the treatment of I'm going to dress all these girls in Tina Burner drag because that's the mark of being iconic.
I am so excited for Tina and seeing what she can do within her the constraints of her color palette after this season.
I am too. And yeah. I bet she'll have a great time doing it and it'll be really fun to watch. She's really smart, really funny. I can't wait to see her perform. And the Queen Cam, sponsored by Bubbly Bounce.
Speaking of fun to watch.
Catches the final four reunited in the dressing room backstage.
I just need a little something with a little kick of caffeine because I'm going to need it.
Oh my gosh, we have so much to do. Ooh, good thing we have this Bubbly Bounce that has a little bit of caffeine. Ooh, I love that.
Love it, yeah. my God. Savor the moment. Mm-hmm. Look who's here. You drank the product and you did your monkey dance, so now you get to talk to RuPaul. Please go up on stage.
What do you think of the set? The black and white,
Girl, it looked like the NoHo El Portal Theater. But the walls are nice. No, it's at the Ace downtown.
Oh, okay.
But the walls in the Ace are so pretty. Like the
you
their
didn't
theater.
Like the black and white stand. Please stand by.
No,
TV
I thought
set?
I thought it looked very Murray and Peter set, like expandable touring set. Like they could have made something way cooler. We had like a 20-foot staircase that RuPaul was at the top in gold. Like God, our year, you know. And this just felt like, oh, let's put some 4x4s over there. We'll get some light boxes here. We'll scaffolding. We'll make it look like, you know, bare bones and then have you scattered in the audience and we'll do an audience reaction shot. It felt like, why are you even doing this? The set was terrible.
I liked it. Their outfits are going to really stand out against it.
I think those screens are not going to be in that black and white vibe. I think they did that for this episode, but I think it's going to be really colorful when they do.
Well, I don't take back the read. I can be shady to them.
I like the black and white please stand by TV look.
No, you can't put a rig like that, a lighting rig that you can climb up, because if a drag queen sees one of them, she always climbs them. At Pride every year we see some queen like in fringe.
Oh, honey, I'm getting up there.
No, they told me not to, but I'm going to cover for me.
We do it every time.
I'm gonna go up there during Christine W's number during the fireworks.
Christine,
I'm gonna be a firework.
W's number. Well, Utica Queen reveals that she was struck by lightning as a child.
Can I just say it all makes sense? Everything now makes sense. If she would have said that from day one, I wouldn't have been like, where is her brain going? Because she's brilliant, but like that all makes sense. She's an electro baby.
You're one in a million.
You got struck by lightning. all her runway looks sickening this season.
Really and cool.
That
really
sleeping bag. And a girl that will just pull off that little, what's her name? Tyra wanted that Mia Farrow haircut on the one girl, and she had to leave the set. Her name started with a C. I should ask Shay. She would know. Clementine. Some name, I don't know. And then Tyra gave her a weave on her talk show. Cut it off on one show, give it back on another. Top model. I wonder how those girls are locked up in a contract. We just saw the World of Wonder contract, and we're going to talk about it on Hot Goss this week. You just wait, honey.
Girl, we got lucky being on the single digit seasons.
Definitely.
She reflects upon her snatch game and her roast performance, which
were
not her finest hours.
Who is Bob Ross with squirrels? She's reflecting on it and saying it's not the look. And she apologizes for her roast that she didn't know what the difference between insults and funny. I mean, they can be both.
Yeah. Her video is really cool. It's You Should Be Sad by Halsey, and she's cutting herself loose from a bunch of strings. I thought this was cool. Very drag-ula
to me. Victorian scissors and like the use of like accessories with that little fur dangly bop from the hat and then other strings, and then the fact that it was pants with all those ruffles instead of a dress, and just being like her silhouette was so strong, and it was great. And where'd she get all of the Victorian scissors too? She must have some weird shit in her house or her garage.
Probably girl, she borrowed them from Jinx.
What'd you say?
Borrowed them from Jinx.
Oh, yeah, it's very that they would get along.
Yes, they would.
For sure.
If Jinx and Utica got in the same room, I don't know what would happen, but I would want to be in the room.
Yes, for sure.
Cackling,
it would be a good time.
Cackling. Hilarious redheads, those two.
You think she tied all those knots herself?
No.
That was a lot of knots.
It was a lot of knots. I liked the video. I thought it was very Dragula. Very Dragula to me.
Very that. I need to get my video done for that shit.
Your audition tape?
Yeah. I'm hoping. Fingers crossed this year.
See you there.
You little bitch.
they pull your hoods off and you both are staring face to face at one another on Dragula season 4.
Girl, I would love it. But you'd be really great at it.
Yeah, I won't care. I'll let them cut me or pierce me. I don't give a fuck.
Right. You're very that girl.
You know who's very that girl? Liv. Olivia Love.
Liv,
crack open. I can't live.
Yes.
What do you think Liv tastes like? I bet it's like peach schnapps.
Oh, yeah.
With some carbonation.
Peachy mango.
Yeah. Passion fruit.
Yeah, very
essences.
That.
Tropical essences. Hot tropical. Olivia Lux is the polite diva.
Very Saint-Tropez.
Very Saint-Tropez. Love you for you. The disco challenge that she shined in so much with that hair. Honey, the right wig will make you memorable for decades. You know, and when she had that hair on, and what hair was she wearing for the reunion in that?
Smart.
Honey, that she should be the hair. That needs to be the travel hair, too.
You ready for this Taylor Dane fucking fantasy? So beautiful. I loved her look.
If I ever see her in a jelly roll updo again, I'm going to be like, where's the curly wig? Can you go put that one on?
Right.
I'll give you 20. I'll tip her. Don't come out in a bob, girl, if I ever see you.
I thought she was lovely in this interview. I mean, she's so gorgeous. And her performance to I'm Going Down by Mary J. Blige was... This was one of my favorites of the night as well. Mm.
She was just Mary. The crossfades, how it was shot, was so beautiful. I was not mad at it at all.
Very noir, very, very dramatic lighting. I really liked it.
And are there a lot of girls that like Lawrence Chaney and Olivia Luxett where they win two in a row? Like, because they talked about her two wins in a row. Have you ever won two in a row? I've done two in a row.
Maybe on All Stars. I don't remember. Please,
so many wins.
Let us know in the comment box below.
Like and subscribe.
Hit the bell icon. Belling about.
Chaser.
Do you think Utica smokes cannabis?
Oh, I think she definitely has smoked cannabis. I don't know if she currently does.
Right.
But it's legal in all the good states now. Anyway, so like, come out of the closet about it, girl. No one cares anymore.
I think that this is an interesting thing, is that she's interested in being a role model for young people. She doesn't want to condone drug use of any kind on TV.
That's her gig. She can do whatever she wants.
Right. I mean, times really have changed. Our audience is skewing much younger now, and drag is more like family friendly. Drag Race is more family friendly. So I thought it was I thought it was an interesting like shift from, you know, to see one of the queens. I mean, because she explains like, I didn't want to say that I smoked weed because I don't know if there's, you know,
on national TV. Yeah. I mean, it used to be people would be embarrassed to let others they know they did drag. Now it's like, no, they can't know I did drugs.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, the to me, if you want to talk to me about what drag queens can and can't do, I want my drag queens to just be heinous. And I want them to, even if they don't drink or do drugs, I want them to tell me that they constantly do nothing but drinking and do drugs. Because I like drag queens being creatures of excess and vice and, you know, just
the Ray LaTrey of it all.
just getting rotted. I like that.
Me too. But, I don't think Rhea is rotted, to be clear. But like, girl, she has been sometimes. And like, Rhea is the template LA party girl. She is never not a good time. Like, always, so that's a compliment. Yeah. Also, always a good time. A good lip sync battle, because the girls are doing the lip sync assassins of season 13. And I love this twist that the girls are competing for charities.
Yes.
And it's sponsored by Barefoot Wines.
Yes, Barefoot Wines. I've done an event for them before. Lisa Rinna kicked me out of the dressing room. Right.
Oh, damn. She's like, who is she? So her lips are bigger. Get her out of here.
I was so mad. I was like, it was like I was in drag and like I had all my like drag stuff and like her team came in.
They said,
and
can they you were move like, your IKEA?
Yeah, we need to clear this out. We need to clear this out for Lisa. Lisa comes in. She has a team of three people and it's just her. Like they don't have, she doesn't have to get in drag. She just has to like walk on stage.
She just wanted to be sitting alone in the VIP.
I get it. You know what? I talked to her after the event. She was really lovely and I follow her on Instagram and I think she's funny.
I would have walked right up to her and ripped her lash off.
No!
Yep, I would have. And then I said, get someone on your team to fix that. Kicking me out of a dressing room, bitch. Or letting me be kicked out. Goodbye. Goodbye. Hello and goodbye. Also, this lip sync is at Roscoe's in Chicago and it just was like, when they cut to the wide when Denali was lip syncing and duck walking on the floor, all the girls hit all the same beats of the song, sometimes at the same time, that back bend dip.
Yes.
That they both nailed. And then they both like duck walked at one point and were voguing and like
this is fun.
I would love to see a full performance of this, but that'll never happen. But
it was really fun to watch. Both of the girls did so fucking great. It was to a great song, Be My Lover by LaBouche, which is a classic drag song. And Denali won $10,000 for her charity, which is the National Endowment for Anti-Fracking Environmental Rights, which I think was really great of her to choose.
I think that's a typo on the outline. It's actually for the National Center for Transgender Equality. And she loves got to win for her trans brothers and sisters. But also, can I tell you that I love Lala, but Denali won this lip sync before the vocal even started. The actual lyrics.
With the hair.
Like just on the la-da-da-dee-da-da. The hair flip, the cartwheel reveal, how she did it. Also, like the warm up to the lip sync. She was already in it. So you were already there with her. The fringe. What else? The clapping on the beat.
The clamshell hand.
Honey. Uh-huh. And then that before the lyric even started, she had won. Lala did a great job. And I watched it twice to watch one girl and then the other girl, because as a podcaster, I feel like that's what I owe the audience, at least to watch them both individually as much as I can. Like, you know how when you watch, you watch it, but like, you know which girl you like and she's killing it. So you don't even watch the other girl or remember her. So like when I talk about it, I want to remember so I could like nitpick. Mm-hmm. But honey, there was no nitpicking. They were both great, but Denali, fuck.
Yeah, they were both fabulous. And in the spirit of giving, Lala wins $5,000 for her charity, which is
the National Black Justice Coalition. Reason for the season, all these givings. It's great. Thank you, RuPaul.
Now, Ru said that Lala was lip syncing from my sister's room in Atlanta. Is that a club either of you have been to?
I haven't. Maybe it was her sister's room. She uses air quotes too. And I was like, okay. But it looked like a spacious.
Looked like a club.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
They both did great.
Oh, Will says it is a club.
Oh.
I live.
He's in the dressing room now.
He's engineering.
Girl, tell Phoenix I'll turn on my music when I get there.
You to email your track a week before.
We're going to have the DJ mix it into the night. Yeah, that's how they do it here. That doesn't happen there, I don't think. But it has happened in many spots. We need all your tracks. Give me the tracks out of that wig.
As a final treat, we get a little bit of unseen footage where RuPaul asks the final four why they should be America's Next Drag Superstar.
Oh, this part, honey? These answers? Rosé just, like, did her job so well in this answer with the whole,
there's
like,
nothing that I can't do. I am good at everything.
It was humble, but it was to the point, at least. She wasn't bragging. She was just stating facts. She has been good at everything on the show. And then she made everybody laugh with a joke. So at least you have the good thought in you to make us laugh, too, and make it fun. And she kept it brief.
And then at the end, RuPaul sweeps the stage, which I think is a Carol Burnett thing.
Carol, yeah, definitely. She used to do it. She played, did she sweep the stage as her maid character? She played a maid, didn't she, with the big ass and the
org.
She did many things. I'll never be her. But thank you for listening anyway to Untucked this week. There was no Untucked.
No Untucked.
No Untucked. It's Tucked this week.
We thank you so very much for joining us for Race Chaser, this week.
I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And we would love for you to write a review of our podcast on your podcast app. And don't forget to tell us if you like our podcast and subscribe and take a moment to leave us a rating too.
That's right. Follow the dolls at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000. And the Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod. And the Mom Podcast account is at Mom Podcast.
We also have really, really fun bonus content available behind the paywall post entrance at patreon.com/Willem/Chaser. And you can search for Race Chaser content by searching the hashtag Race Chaser on the Patreon.
That's right. And you can email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Please wear a mask and also wash them. They've been giving me pimples, so I started washing mine more. Wash your hands. Socially distance yourself and respect each other out in this world, please.
Now, there's a few of you girls that I don't care for.
But I have to commend you on your drag. Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, audio, and video clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and or copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.